Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome everyone inside the Celtics Life Podcast. I'm Mark Allison here with my man Justin Quinn today. It is October the 16th, 2017. We are one day away from a fresh new NBA season. Justin, what's going on, my man?
I am excited.
Excited. Everybody's excited because, I mean, obviously, why wouldn't we be? We get a first glimpse, besides preseason action, at the new look Celtics. I'm intrigued to see what they look like. Obviously, we may not be facing the Cavs at full strength. For everyone that hasn't heard that, LeBron James is still on the fence, right? He's still on the fence as of right now, right?
Yeah, he's nursing that ankle. That is one of the things I'm excited about. That matchup is going to be interesting. Even if Isaiah and LeBron are both sitting, Jay is going to have the chip on the size of his shoulder, the size of the state of Florida. It's going to be an interesting game. So just apart from even the season starting, there's so many other things, but I cut you off. What were you going to say?
No. I was just going to say, I really hope that we do get to see LeBron. Yeah, obviously, it'll be kind of a downer if we don't, because it'll be hard to gauge the measuring stick there. But as much as the Celtics are the new look Celtics, the Cavs are the new look Cavs too. Missing obviously Isaiah, but bringing in Derrick Rose, going to be a different look for sure.
Absolutely. He's looking better than I thought too so far.
Right. And then tomorrow we get the doubleheader, right? So we get the Warriors and the new look Houston Rockets too. It's crazy how many of these teams look so different.
That's not the only thing going on either, too. You mentioned it was the 16th, and that's kind of important.
What's important about the 16th?
Well, if the Boston Celtics are going to tender a extension to Marcus Smart, then they need to do so by today.
I knew that. I was just setting you up for that.
Uh-huh.
The all-knowing. So I wrote about this yesterday. We got a lot of nice comments. People, it seems, Celtics Nation wants Marcus Smart locked up long term. He's pretty much a fan favorite around here. We're looking at the different numbers, what it would take to sign him. I know you and I talked a lot last week about what it would. Basically, Marcus is in a kind of a crappy spot because the money really from the big salary spike last year is kind of dried up. Most of the teams have spent it. There's only going to be a handful of teams next year that are under the cap that could make him an offer big enough that we think he's valued at anyways, right?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. So last year's Marcus Smart is what we should be operating under the assumption that is the Marcus Smart we're going to see this year. Maybe a little bit better, maybe a little bit worse. You'd think he'd take a step forward because he's very young and he looked really, really good in preseason. He's shooting 58.3%. 7 to 12 attempts from beyond the arc. That is, I shouldn't have to say, I mean, that is basically like in the paint numbers for a big man dunking it.
Yeah, I mean, and in small sample size, sure, but we've heard all summer that Smart's been working on his shot, particularly from the outside. So just to see it actually working so far is definitely
it's very impressive. So we have these two different Marcus Smarts that we're looking at, and one of them is probably like last year's Marcus Smart. His defense, his shooting, just, you know, he sucks at shooting last year, you know? So put that aside, just his defense, his hustle, his grit, that is worth at least $12, $13, $14 million a year, and maybe even a little bit more than that, considering the average NBA salary is worth about $15 million right now. And for his offensive warts last season, his defense more than makes up for it, in my opinion. However, if he continues even close to this, you know, even 20% less from three, that's still good enough, in my opinion, to push him into like the 16, 17, 18, maybe even higher, you know, depending on where he's, how well he's actually shooting. He could be, you know, pushing into like the same kind of situation we had with Avery Bradley at the end of last season. So.
Right. And that's, and here's the thing. I can't see Marcus Smart taking a step back. If anything, he's going to get better, right?
I think so.
I mean, we can pretty much agree with that. I mean, he's not going to get worse. He certainly can't get any worse shooting the ball. So it's right. It's not like his defense is going to fall off a cliff. So with that said, I don't see anything, any reason to think that he's not going to outperform where, like you said, if they were to sign him now, he's worth at least $12 million, right? 12, 13 a year, just based on his defense and his grittiness alone. So if his shot improves, let's say he's a capable 3-point shooter and he shoots like 35%. I mean, that is good. That he's going to be so much more valuable next year. But like we said, what's working against him is who's going to be able to outbid the Celtics. Cause the Celtics, he's going to be a restricted free agent anyway. So they can match any offer they want. So, Is there going to be a team that's going to step up and give him a huge offer? Because I was looking at the list of free agents yesterday, and he's basically like the 20th ranked guy heading into next offseason that's going to be available, barring extensions and, you know, guys that are going to re-sign with the teams they're currently at. So
now, it's important that when you look at that to consider also by position and sure. – You know, shooting guard is not exactly a thin position, but it is. He's still pretty far down there, and like you said, there's probably about five, maybe six teams that could get to the space that wouldn't be needed to make an offer for him. And there's some really bad teams. I mean, I don't think Marcus Smart at this point in his life is overly concerned with money. He's made enough at this point where he's not going to ever have to worry again about money. So. You know, it's not life-changing money, as they like to call it, but I don't really think that he's super worried about going to another team just because they're going to pay him more. And in any situation where one of these bad teams like Chicago or the Lakers or Philly or Sacramento, if they did pony up that kind of money, it's almost certain that Marcus Smart would be worth it. So in my opinion, I think we're all fretting, you know, not that you and I are, but a lot of people are fretting over nothing because
– right.
Danny's not going to sign him for more than he's worth, and no one's going to be offering that deep in the, as you mentioned, 20 or so players available as free agents next season. He's not going. This is not an issue, in my opinion.
Yeah, I honestly think that Danny, this whole negotiating, you know, like after Smart came out last week and said that he wants to get an extension, they hadn't heard anything. Danny kind of saved face when the fans are like, "Yo, sign this guy," and. Contacted Smart, reached out, what are we looking at? Had Danny got a number that he liked, he probably would have made the extension now just because. But, you know, he's not going to overspend, especially when we're going to be in the luxury tax. Every dollar is, what, $2, $3 at that point? Once we get into the repeater stuff, it gets outrageous. So signing him for a couple million more than Danny wants to turns out to be like $10 million more instead. Right. So Danny's in a position where he can match whatever he wants next year. We're not going to lose Smart if we don't want to. So it's, you know, Danny's not going to sign an extension with him today unless it's the number that he wants.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I wouldn't read too much into the fact that if his extension doesn't get done, even Danny said this the other day. It has nothing to do with the fact that whether or not they want Smart on this team. They want Smart on the team going forward, but they want him at a figure that, you know, they want to get him at the best price for the team, which, you know, that's businessman Danny, what he does.
If he doesn't want to lock himself into a cheaper contract, and, you know, after the summer, I would understand maybe being a little more hesitant too.
Sure.
But there's nothing lost if they wait, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody.
So, yeah. Exactly. But so speaking of the preseason games, one of the things, the biggest glaring deficit the Celtics faced last year was rebounding. Getting crushed on the boards almost every game, right?
When every your leading rebounder at the beginning of the season, that should tell you
all. Yeah, not a good look. Not a great look. So preseason so far, they out rebounded their opponents 3 of the 4 games.
Yep.
Pretty good. You know, obviously there's some guys that help in that department. Aaron Baines helps. Although Morris, we only saw him in the one game. He's certainly going to be, he's a pretty good rebounder. Not, you know, nothing otherworldly. But it's at least encouraging to see.
It's very interesting to me how people are team rebounding is working much better. I have been seeing that people like Al, for example, who were doing like 5 or 6 rebounds a game most nights, he's been consistently pulling down like 7 to 9 rebounds a game. People like Jaylen Brown are getting more rebounds. Like everyone across the board are getting rebounds.
Yeah, I think having Jaylen moving into Bradley's spot, at least in the starting lineup there, he's going to be taking a lot of his minutes, obviously. That's going to be a plus. I mean, we're not going to lose so much. Bradley was a great rebounder for a guy his size, but Jalen's a little more athletic, a little bigger, and I don't think we're going to lose so much of what we had with Bradley at the 2 in terms of on the glass.
Yeah, in terms of maybe, you know, on-ball defense, obviously a lot, but...
Sure, I'm just talking rebounds, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. I'm speaking to the peanut guy who's like, well, actually, Avery Bradley is...
Yeah. No. I don't expect... Although I do expect Jaylen to become a pretty stellar defender in time, but he's certainly not...
For where he's at, he's a pretty solid defender, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. And he's athletic enough and definitely motivated enough that I think in time, you know, he'll be an excellent defender. But that no one thinks he's going to step in and be a lockdown guy like Bradley was.
Yeah. Speaking of Morris, he's got something going on. What do you think is going on with he's got a week.
I think the guy was just out of shape and came back and was like, oh shit, it's I'm a little out of shape here. Maybe he had other things on his mind, the whole trial thing going on.
Yeah, and
he missed what, 75% of camp, right?
So that's about all of it, yeah.
I don't think it's gonna be an issue. Obviously you'd rather see the team at full strength to start, but I like the fact that we're rolling out with Jason Tatum in the starting lineup tomorrow.
I'm excited about that.
Him and Jaylen, I think it's great. I think it's a great idea. Is Baines out tomorrow too, or is he on the fence?
He is.
I know he had an issue.
Yeah, he's got a hyperextended knee, speaking of knee soreness. And it's better than a sprain in that as long as there's no structural damage, you can usually recover as soon as you're comfortable, which is anywhere from a week to about 3 weeks. So he could miss as much as the entire first week, but he might not.
Okay. Is that what it is? I didn't read a lot into that, but I knew that he was banged up too. Because interesting, I think they're going to move the starting lineup around. It'll be fluid just like it was last year in terms of like Amir would be in there when we're facing guys with facing a center, a big, legit big guy.
Charlotte.
Versus
like that,
putting in. Yeah, right. We're going against Dwight Howard or something. So this year, I feel like Baines is going to fill that Amir role. And I think he'll start when we're playing against those big guys. But then you can go smaller in certain matchups. I just wonder if Baines was healthy, if he would be starting tomorrow just because of the size the Cavs have with Thompson and Love, you know?
I think he would be.
Because that could be a... Those guys could be a big problem as on the glass tomorrow, because obviously Tatum at the 4 is that's a tough matchup for him defensively.
Yeah, and it's really hard to see exactly how Brad Stevens would bring out lineups for a smaller team too, because both of the teams we played in the preseason were basically having either at least one significant man.
They all had, right, they all had bigs.
Like big
bigs. They both had. It was Howard and Beat. Yeah. So, you use Baines in that when they could. Baines didn't play on Friday, though, right? Or last week, whatever that was.
I'm not super convinced that Embiid is going to be a good matchup for Baines, but I guess we'll have to wait and see on that.
They got to throw somebody at him. Baines going to be eating up some hard fouls on him. Yep. He's going to have his hands full, because that dude has looked pretty impressive in the in just what? What did he play? One, two preseason games?
As far as I know, he only played the Celtics, but he might have played another one too.
No, he played against the Heat too. Right, he was clowning.
Yeah, I saw that. That was great.
Awesome, awesome. I'll tell you what, man. He's on Philly, so he's a rival, but that guy's a character.
I like him too. I like him on Twitter. Right in the game.
Yeah, not against us. That's for sure. Don't want to see that guy. So a lot of movement here at the end of the year. Guys getting cut, dropped. Gerald Green got cut from the Bucks. That's right. Just on Saturday. James Young was waived by Milwaukee. The Celtics filled their final roster spot with Daniel Ochefu, who is a center out of the Wizards. And then quickly designated him for assignment, waived him, and sent him to Maine. I guess that's just kind of a guy they wanted to keep an eye on and fill out the roster.
He could be an emergency kind of, you know, he's really like a third string player.
Yeah, I mean, a big body. You think maybe that was a product of Baines being injured and them being a little uncertain at the how long, you know, he was going to be out. So throw another big body down there in Portland, up there, I should say. And then we could, you know, at least be familiar with the Celtics coaching staff anyway.
He can get rebounds. He's worth keeping around at 23 years old. Mm-hmm.
For sure, for sure. So of the list, so with him waived, there's a list of guys available to fill out the 15th spot in the roster. I think it's kind of crazy that they haven't done it yet, but Richard Jefferson just, traded from the Cavs, then waived. Brandon Bass, former Celtics, available. Derek Williams of Cleveland. Amita Brima, me and you were talking about him the other day.
I love him, but he would be in an Ochefu kind of a situation.
I can't see them going with a young guy. I feel like that 15 spot's going to be a veteran locker room.
If a young guy really impressed them, like I could see Brima's shot blocking being enough to impress them, but he like. They'd probably have to be somebody a little bit better getting cut from another team, and that's probably going to be happening, you know, in the next, you know, day or so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't see them going with. Go ahead.
I see my thing. Well, I just whoever it is, this 15th man is essentially Mr. Irrelevant most of the year. Like this, I'm not anticipating it to be anybody that's going to play regularly, but at the same time, you want a guy. You know, injuries happen. You want a guy that could step in without playing so often. We saw Gerald Green do that last year. I think he's a lock for that role. I think he's probably at the top of their list, if not the top guy. He's already familiar with the system. He doesn't have to play every night to then step in out of nowhere and provide, like, meaningful minutes.
What would you think about a veteran like Emeka Okafor, who just got cut from
See, I think he's been out for too long. I don't know. It's the same thing. People were talking about Perk coming back. I'd love to see Perk in a Celtic uniform again, but at the same time, I just can't. I can't fathom.
See, Perkins.
I don't know. I can't see
Perkins.
It.
I think would be a very good fit for what you were describing. Somebody who never played. Somebody who can really help with like the professionalism. Yeah.
Step in.
And maybe even come in and set a couple of hard screens because. You know, he's only got about maybe 3 or 5 minutes of effective play in a minute at this age. But Okafor, I saw him he's in really good shape for his age. I think that he could actually provide some solid deep rotation minutes, you know, something to the order of like 5 to 10 minutes a game and could play more if called on it. He seems like he's the type of person who would stay in the kind of shape all season that would be needed. And he's like the height of a professional, so I think you get both in that situation. I think Gerald Green would be the obvious choice if they do take somebody, you know, but I kind of feel that knowing Danny and knowing the cap environment, he's going to keep that spot open to try to wrangle some kind of an asset or to be able to absorb a contract that would actually help Boston a little bit more so than kind of just like the locker room presence kind of guy.
So you think they're going to leave it unfilled, at least for some time?
I think they're going to leave it unfilled just so that way they can take in guys like they did with Ochefu, Just so that way they can cycle guys into the system if they need to. But the main thing, like right now, one of the biggest team building things that you can really do is signing trades and just having a roster spot that you can then, you know, use to cycle through talent. So I do think that helping people navigate their cap situation is a great way for Danny to shift gears into a new way to collect assets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I you very well could be right there. I makes a lot of sense. Speaking of, how about this? NBA 2K, shout out to NBA 2K, developers of NBA 2K. They hooked us up, Celtics Life. We're in the crowd at the Garden. Pretty wild. The fans are holding up a Celtics Life banner. You got to check that out. It's if you check it out, it's hashtag CL Pod. I'll post a picture of it. Pretty cool. Who came across this? Was it Coin? Somebody? Topher?
I think it was Topher. I believe it was Topher.
Yeah, Topher and I are the ones that broke down the game a few weeks ago. He's an avid 2K-er. We're still waiting to showdown. I haven't faced him yet, so we're going to get that rolling at some point.
Yeah, last time I played basketball video games, I owned Lakers versus Celtics, so that should tell you a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm awful. I don't play it enough, you know? Like, I buy it every year, and then I just play it for, like, 2 weeks, and then I don't touch it. It'll probably smoke me. But anyways, so this week we actually have some games to break down, like meaningful games, not, like, who's going to win this season game. Cavs tomorrow, it's obviously LeBron hanging on that is going to be, you know, a big important part of whether or not how old that game's going to go. But let's say LeBron plays and the Cavs are at, you know, 90%. They don't have Isaiah. What are your thoughts?
I think they're going to sit LeBron and get the loss. I think so.
I don't think so. I think if he can play, he's going to play, and that's a pride thing. But opening night, you know, I'm facing against his new nemesis. In his old teammate, right? I think it's very unlikely that he sits.
I see. My logic is this: like, I understand your logic and it makes sense. However, if he is really feeling some ankle issues and he's already down Isaiah Thomas, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing to be gained by, you know, risking hurting his ankle more,
mm-hmm.
and then potentially losing anyway. You know, that'll put a really bad, for sure. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Let's say LeBron plays and he's 85%, right? He's almost there. What do you think?
I think it's about a toss up at that point. It's just.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that too, especially since it's in Cleveland.
Exactly.
That crowd's going to be pretty hyped.
I cannot wait to see
their reaction to Irving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy that helped them win a title, been there his whole career till this point. That is going to be pretty wild, and it's so cool that it's the first tip off of the season. The NBA couldn't have wished for anything more, I think, than that trade going down and this being the opening night game.
Yeah, it's actually so – how do I say this? It's such a good narrative. It almost makes me feel like I'm a wrestling fan. No offense to wrestling fans.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem real.
Like, how could you have planned that?
And then when we face off in the conference finals too and it goes 7 games, it's going to be awesome as well. Anyway, so for a season that the NBA looked to cut down on back-to-backs this year, and for sure is enough, we have a back-to-back leading off the season. The Celtics home opener at the TD Garden is Wednesday against the Bucks. Pretty rough two first games.
I mean, it's really going to be a good test for just how together the team is. And to be honest, they have really surprised me.
Coming right off.
You know, but...
Either coming off of big high or a big low against Cleveland, a win or a loss. Back that up with one of the most one of the biggest up and coming.
If we
teams.
Start the season 0-2, I'm talking to everybody listening. Relax, it's okay.
Don't jump.
It's not the end of the season.
A back to back against two playoff teams. Although I, you know, people have been saying, you know, they wouldn't be surprised if Celtics get off to a slow start because of the, you know, new chemistry and stuff. I don't think that's going to be a factor. Don't get me wrong. If we start 0-2, I'm not going to scream either. But I really don't. I mean, we've seen them moving the ball really well in the preseason. I think the only thing, maybe like the end of games, close game, that we could have some issues when it comes to, you know, what's going on. But I Brad's got these guys ready to go. I mean, I can't see there being a ton of
I don't know. I'm pretty sure we're going to have Larkin closing out games. I mean, based on what I've seen so far.
yeah, Shane Larkin. and then to cap off the week, nice matchup. Rivalry. Well, I mean, there's been Sixers rivals for decades.
Renaissance.
Going forward, we're the up and coming young Sixers team. This could be the start of a fresh new rivalry. New players on both sides. All the young guys are expected to be there and playing. Markelle Fultz coming off the bench. It's going to be pretty cool.
So preseason did not go too poorly either. We won all of the games by a comfortable margin.
Yeah, I mean, I think this Philly team, as talented as they are, they still have a little ways to go. Could they sneak into the playoffs this year? Maybe.
I think they're in. As long as they're healthy, they're in. Yeah, if they're healthy, they're in. In this East, absolutely.
You think so?
I think so. I think they're a 38-40 win team. And
I keep forgetting that they got J.J. Redick.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've got a, you know, formidable squad over there. I don't think they're quite on our level yet, but...
Not even close,
No, what I mean, like, I mean, in terms of, like, obviously, I don't think they're on our level, but I meant, what I mean is, like, you know, as a guaranteed playoff team, I guess I should say. I still think they're borderline. So I think they'll probably make it, but...
It's really about injuries. Yeah. You know, if Embiid can stay healthy, like, 45, 50 right. games, like, not healthy, but
45, 50, you're really asking a lot, Justin.
I know. It's like almost like it's half again as many games as he played last year. But that's what
I'll tell you what, Noah. I hope the guy stays healthy because he looks like a really talented guy. And I'd like to see them play at full strength, at least for a good portion of the year. I don't like seeing guys like we saw what happened to Greg Oden.
Yeah, none of that.
You know, that's things. He was about as promising as Embiid, maybe not quite as so when he did play. I mean, but he was really good. But what Embiid showed last year in the 30 games that he played was pretty impressive.
So anything about preseason you want to talk about?
I don't know. I mean, we've been hashing it for like 2 weeks now, the preseason games. Anything that stuck out to you? Obviously, I thought a lot of the guys, Marcus Smart was awesome. Terry Rozier was awesome.
Kyrie passing.
Well, you know what? He said that's what he wants to do. He wants to be a more traditional point guard. I tend to believe him now, seeing what he did in the preseason. And then the ball movement in general. And that's what I was talking about with the chemistry. I don't think we're going to have, just based on the preseason, the way they move the ball, both units. Everybody's looking to share it. We're trying to get good looks. I don't think that's going to be a big issue.
Well, anything you're working on before we get out of here?
You know, I'm just excited about tomorrow.
Well, we're going to have a ton of content coming up. When you're hearing this, it'll be less than a day away. I mean, it's already less than a day away, basically, in terms of the date. But in terms of game time, it'll be less than a day away by the time you hear this. And yeah, you know, every week I say the same thing. Check the links at the top of CelticsLife.com because it's been the off season. You have not been able to get tickets under the heading tickets. However, now you can. You can also get hoodies, t-shirts. Can't get these ones anywhere else. To check out underneath the heading for that. We have that in our store, and you can find a pod on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and most podcatcher apps. please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Let us know what you like that you've heard, and particularly let us know what you don't like that we're doing, that we're talking about, or that we're not talking about. You can put that on any Celtics Life article or on Twitter with the hashtag CLPod, or on any of our personal or the Celtics Life Twitter page itself. We're trying to bring you the content the way you like it. So give us a hand.
Check you later, guys.
All right. Take care.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.